Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. The Holy Spirit is as close to each believer as it's possible to get. So close that Paul gave us an unusual analogy to describe that oneness in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. In a moment, more about the Comforter sent by Jesus to his disciples. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer continues his series on what we believe and the difference it should make. Now, more of message number 4, the spirit we embrace.
If you are a member even of a prostitute because you're involved with her sexually, he says you become one body. And it's that metaphysical relationship of oneness that has far-reaching implications. But then he says, but he who is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Flee from sexual immorality. Remember, Corinth was rife with homosexuality and prostitution. Every other sin a person commits is committed outside the body, but the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. There is a kind of corrosion of the spirit that takes place in sexual sin that is unique. And then he says, or do you not know, now we're in verse 19, that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? Don't you know that? You are not your own. You can't live the way you please because you've been bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the phrase, we are the Spirit's temple, and I'm going to look at it in three different ways. Three different ways to look at the phrase, each having a different aspect of the Spirit's indwelling. First of all, we take the phrase, we are the Spirit's temple. The great emphasis is on the word we. We are the Spirit's temple. That emphasizes the location of the Spirit. God has always wanted to dwell with his people. The Garden of Eden, he walked with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. Then in the temple area, God came to dwell in the Holy of Holies. And now what Paul is saying is, do you not know that your body as a believer, because this now is post-Pentecost when the Spirit has come, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? In Greek, there are two words for temple. One is heron, which refers to the whole temple complex. The other is the word naos, which refers to the inner shrine or the Holy of Holies. And that's the word Paul uses here. Do you not know that the Holy of Holies has been transferred to your body? That when you go to work tomorrow morning, you are taking God with you. The Holy of Holies is with you. Do you not know that you are the temple of God individually? But also Paul teaches elsewhere that we're also the body of Christ collectively as a church. That's why he says, whoever destroys the temple of God, him will God destroy. And now Paul is talking about congregations. This sanctuary is just an ordinary sanctuary built of brick and plaster and steel and other kinds of ingredients, features. And yet, there's a sense when we meet together here, God meets with us here in ways that he does not meet when we're not in church. No question about it. And when you come off of Clark Street or LaSalle Street and you step into this building on a Sunday morning, you are actually leaving that which we call profane to come to that which is sacred. God comes here. The Holy Spirit of God is among God's people. A woman was bringing a trashy novel into a church service, And an usher stopped her and said, "You know, you shouldn't bring that in here." Maybe the usher was right. Normally we want the ushers to let people sit down. But here's the question that I have for you. If it wasn't right for her to read it in the church service or even bring it into, quote, the sanctuary, if that wasn't right, how could it possibly be right for her to be reading it in secret and polluting her soul where the blessed Holy Spirit of God has been pleased to dwell? So Paul says, the Spirit of God dwells in you, and he who does not have the Spirit is none of his, and it shows you the location of the Spirit. The Spirit is within this body that you brought with you today here in Chicago, or the body that you are listening with around the world. That's the location of the Spirit. Well, now we're going to emphasize the phrase spirits. By that I mean possessive. We are the Spirit's temple. That means ownership. We are owned by the Spirit. Paul says, don't you realize you're not your own? You've been bought with a price. Now, why is it that Jesus said that the world cannot receive the Holy Spirit? It's because the people of the world are not included in this phrase of having been purchased with a price. They can prove that they were when they believe, but it's important to understand that we have been purchased in a unique way by Christ. Now, let's suppose you're driving through the neighborhood and you come across a house that you really like. And you say to your spouse, "You know, I like that house. Let's get a truck, a moving van. Let's take all of our furniture from our house and let's bring it to this house." Can you do that? Of course not. You'd be arrested, at least. And then you'd be tested by some psychiatrist to see whether or not all the lights were working. You can't do that. You have to buy it first. Before Jesus can move in by his Spirit, he purchased us. We are his. And that's why the world cannot receive the Spirit, but the Spirit comes to those who have responded to Jesus, and he moves in. The Holy Spirit of God takes up residence. And we belong to God by virtue of creation. We were created by God. In that sense, everybody belongs to God. But there's a unique sense in which we belong to God as Christians. We not only belong to him by virtue of creation, we also belong to him by virtue now of redemption. We have been bought with the precious blood of Christ. You say, well, did God overpay? Well, if you know your own heart, you know right well he overpaid. That's why we call it grace. So, what the text is trying to tell us is that we belong to God. We aren't our own. This impacts the use of the body, the use of the body. Where the body goes, what the body sees, what the body buys, what the body says using its tongue and its mouth, all of that is involved. Now, and under the leadership and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And everything that you own is also owned. Everything that that body owns, whether it's a bank account or whatever, a car you drive, everything that the body owns is owned by the person who purchased the body, namely Jesus. It affects the use of the body. It affects the health of the body. One of the reasons that we should take care of ourselves, eat well, exercise, is because our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You remember some time ago I told you about the man who stood on a bathroom scale, and as he saw the numbers go by, he said, "My body isn't a temple, it's a garage." Well, don't treat your body as if it's a garage. It's a temple of the Holy Spirit. And when it comes time for you to die, as inevitably it will, you say, like one woman said, who was told that she had cancer, She said, I struggled with it for a while until I realized that this body wasn't mine. It belonged to God. And you know how valuable God thinks your body is? He thinks it's so valuable that someday it's going to be raised and recreated like unto the body of Jesus Christ, because God says, I redeemed you body, soul, and spirit, and the day is coming when you're going to be fully and totally redeemed. Even your body is going to be redeemed. Isn't that wonderful? And meanwhile, the Bible says also that we are sealed by the Spirit. If you try to remember the four ministries of the Holy Spirit in the life of a Christian, think of the word fibs. Now, you know that we're opposed to fibs. We don't like fibs. But if you think of the word fibs, filling, indwelling, baptizing, and sealing. Today we're speaking only about indwelling, but it has implications for all the other ministries. And he says, you're sealed until the day of redemption. It means that we get to heaven and we are registered mail. We will arrive safely because the Spirit has come to stamp upon us the purpose and the will and the power of God all the way to the pearly gates. And he never leaves us and he doesn't forsake us. So why is it that you aren't smiling this morning? All of us should be. How privileged we are. Now, we've stressed the location of the Spirit. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We've stressed the ownership. We are the Spirit's temple. We belong to the Spirit. Now we want to discuss the intention of the Spirit. We are God's temple, or we are the Spirit's temple. What happens in a temple? Worship. Temples are built to house God's. And that's why you were built, so that you could be a house for God in this world. Of course, it's almost impossible, isn't it, for us to understand what that means, that if you're a believer today, no matter where you go, the Holy Spirit not only is with you, the Spirit of God inhabits you. He indwells us. And as I've walked with the Lord, one of the things I've always asked is to develop sensitivity to the Holy Spirit, because so often we grieve Him by our sins. And so I trust that you will develop that sensitivity. And by the way, this is part of a series of messages entitled, What We Believe. What we believe lies at the core, at the heart of Christian doctrine, and really is the foundation of our faith. And speaking of the foundation, of course, it's all based on God's Word, isn't it? God bless. See you right here next time.
Erwin Lutzer with more of The Spirit We Embrace, the fourth message in a 10-part series on What We Believe. Next time on Running to Win, more about the four key ministries of the Holy Spirit. Erwin Lutzer's book, 7 Reasons Why You Can Trust the Bible, can be yours as our way of saying thanks for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Thanks for listening. For Dr. Erwin Lutzer, this is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.